Cell phone video has the potential to change the direction of just about any story. There is cell phone video that is going viral right now regarding the arrest of a 21-year-old from Wilkinsburg. His name is, let me get it because it's like a long name, so I want to make sure I get the name right. It involves the arrest of Raekwon Jamal Bowles Wilds, 21, of Wilkinsburg. He's been charged with aggravated assault, attacking a police animal, and resisting arrest. Amber Sloan is a community activist. She was one of the first people to post that video on Facebook. She joins us this morning. Hi, Amber.
Hi, how you doing today, Ms. Brand?
I'm well, thank you. So, Amber, how did you see that video?
When the video was recorded, the person who recorded it got some threats or something, so they sent them to me and asked me would I please post them because the video had went out and they thought it was wrong, and they was in the area when they recorded it, but they were scared because they were starting to get problems, so they put the videos in my hands and asked me would I please put it out to the community for the community to know what was going on Chaskey Street.
All right. So then what is your understanding of what happened there?
So from my understanding is Raekwon was in his vehicle and he made a U-turn on Chad, and the drug task force pulled him over for making an illegal turn. My only issue with that would be drug task force job is not to make a traffic stop. That's not their job. That's one. And two, the way the animal was released. So that's what made me have an issue with the dogs. Once the dogs were released, I thought it was beyond me when they kicked him in the head.
So they was it a traffic stop, do you know? I mean, because, you know.
It started out as an initial traffic stop for him making an illegal U-turn.
Okay. All right.
On Chaskey. When he made his legal U-turn, he was stopped by the drug task force. But from my understanding from the community has been reaching out, they said that they have been doing drug checkpoint stops like that for the last few weeks, just pulling a lot of young black males over up there.
So they just pull you over and say you were driving suspiciously, or?
Yes, they have they're doing drug checkpoints.
Okay, so then this altercation ensued. Now, there was a protest this morning at the Penn Hills Municipal Building, is that correct?
No, ma'am, it was not a protest. What actually we done, we met with Deputy Mayor Catherine Sapp about what we was going to do, how we were going to do, what we were going to work together to see what we can do, and also to give the demands that we would like a full investigation into what had taken place.
Now,
so we met with her. It wasn't an actual protest.
Okay.
It was just a press conference to let the people know that they were investigating. She is calling for a full investigation, and she does not except that in Penn Hills, and it's not been in Penn Hills, and it's not going to be there. So we kind of went there to gather to see where we can go from there. And she asked us to be patient as she's doing the investigation.
Works through the process. So what you're looking for at this point is a full investigation, correct? And I'm
correct.
Guessing, do you know what agency you'd like to see?
And several people is a coalition calling for the arrest. It's a community as a whole. You have APAs involved. You have several different Mon Valley, Take Action Mon Valley. So it's a lot of people as a coalition, Black Ops, coming together, made it to ask for the investigation. So it's as a community as a whole.
Okay. And then was the police chief present there today that you know of or no?
Well, the attorney general, what happened was while we were doing our press conference, they were in chat with APA, Alliance for Police Accountability, and Brandy Fisher. She was involved with them as far as them, what was going on, what she agreed with, how they agreed. They feel as though the video, there's nothing wrong. They don't think that there was nothing violated in the video. Brandy Fisher was in there with the Attorney General, Josh Shapiro's office. Someone from the office was there. I believe she met with the police chief and a few other people up there.
Okay, so this is going to be an ongoing story. I mean, this doesn't end today.
Yes, no, ma'am, it doesn't end at all. Like I said, there's a lot of people involved in different, you know what I mean? Everybody's doing their part.
And so as far as you know, is Mr. Bowles Wilds behind bars? Is he at the ACJ?
Yes, he is currently still incarcerated in Allegheny County Jail. They have lodged a detainer against him.
For something else.
For something else. But the detainer did not come, from my understanding, until after they played around with the charges, because for a while they didn't know what the charges, and they kept saying, charging his dog, and then they said he kicked the dog.
I was going to say, last question, let me ask you this. Did you, in the video that you saw, did you see Mr. Bowles Wilds kick the dog?
No, but okay. What I do say to that, after being saved 5 times and beat up in your wrist and everything, injured and being attacked from a dog, your natural instinct is going to be to kick away.
It's going to be to fight back, fight the dog, indeed.
Exactly, it's an attack. Anyone's going to go into defense mode, so I don't feel like he's wrong as far as kicking a dog.
All right. And
if he did, it was for, I believe it was for defense.
Okay, well, obviously this is something we're going to stay on top of. Amber Sloan, thanks so much for joining us today and giving your perspective
on it.
We appreciate you
Thank
indeed.
You.